It is 8:37 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 54 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
We welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, go ahead and download that app today. If you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there as well. We've got Dr. Britt Blackwell joining us here in the studio. He is the chair of the Pennies for Progress 5 Commission. And it's great to see you, Dr. Blackwell.
I'm glad to be here, Lucas. Long time no see.
It has been a couple of years, but just like your favorite shirt, it just fits right. my goodness, I've chased you down starting when you were on the school board for interviews.
That's when you're right out of college.
I know, but you were always generous with your time.
Well, thank you.
And you answered all of our questions, whether or not you liked them or not. But I appreciate that. And it just goes to show, you know, served on the school board for Rock Hill, served many moons on the York County Council, and then, of course, now...
Board of Education.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're drawn back. To the Pennies for Five Commission. Before we get into all this, let's lay the groundwork. Explain what Pennies for Progress is and why we're now at Pennies Five.
So Carl Gullick in 97 proposed, now I guess the state did the state statute then, I believe, but...
Slide over. That's okay. Yeah, just slide over, Dr. Blackwell. Yeah, over. Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
we're a
show where we just talk about what's going on behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. So you're good.
All right. Very informal.
Yeah. So you just pick us back up of how Pennies for Progress got started. What's the goal?
Right. It started in 97. There was a recognition of a need for road infrastructure improvement. And in fact, York County became the model for the state. Statute allows for it being on a lot of things, county buildings. There's so many things I can't think of one thing, but I mean, just pretty much everything. But the county wanted to focus on the road infrastructure, especially with all the growth in York County.
Okay.
It's renewed every 7 years. So I was part of it as chair of the county council in 2011 and 2017. And I guess it was maybe formed a little bit early in 2017. But
so we're currently in Pennies for Progress 4. That's
correct.
Expected to end?
I believe it's April 2024.
Next year.
I think it's 2024.
Okay. So, again, we're back to the drawing board with Pennies 5. The leaders were announced. And I know you want to brag on all these folks because they do this because they – love the county, right?
And I mean, when you're an elected official, you get plenty of headaches, as I used to find out. But you had a lot of notoriety, positive notoriety. These gentlemen are serving with pretty much no notoriety, and it's a year or more of their life, and they're just dedicated to serving York County and making sure that the right thing happens with our road infrastructure. If I can name them, you have Chris Leonard from the TKK area. You have Zachary Zepak, hopefully I said the last name correctly, from Rock Hill. You have Steve Mellon from York in the western half of York County. The county council approves or appoints three people, so I'm one of those three. And then Montreal Belton is the second one, and Chad Williams, another old county council member.
That's great.
So
this the tax is guaranteed to expire in 7 years or less. You're 7 years. You're going forming the commission now to begin the campaign to voters, encouraging them to vote for Pennies for Progress 5. What is your sales pitch? What do you want to let the residents of York County know about Pennies for Progress?
Well, anybody that's lived here any length of time realizes the demands on our road infrastructure. I mean, when we had that accident in the spring when South 77 shut down, I had a meeting around the South Park area that morning at 7:30. I left about 9 o'clock, had gotten wind of the accident. South lanes of 77 was shut down. It took me – I left at 9. I got home at 1 p.m.
Wow.
And I cut through the Fort Mill area thinking I would be a smart one, but there were a lot of smart people that morning because everybody went that way. So downtown Fort Mill looked like New York City.
Oh,
and, I mean, we moved maybe one block every 15 minutes. So the demands on our roads is just tremendous. And people that have not been here since the last pennies, because there's so many new people, they have to understand what it's for. So it won't change any tax structure. It's just maintaining status quo. And if you buy whatever, you know, restaurant, Academy Sports, construction at Home Depot, materials, whatever, it has that penny sales tax on it. Now, perishable groceries, it does not, thanks to Herb Kirsch. He took care of that in a positive way. But it's there's no tax increase. It's just continuing to take care of the roads, expanding the roads for the expanding population. Penny's Four, for the first time, did road resurfacing, which is so important for the western half of the district or county. And so the county management has saw so much. And plus, when you resurface, you don't have right-of-ways or anything like that. So they pretty much, every road assigned for resurfacing pretty much has been done within 4 years. And so it's, and here again, the cost of road construction. When I left council, it was around $424,000 a mile. Mm. According to the county staff, Patrick Hamilton, now it's about $800,000 for 1 mile. Ooh. So it's...
And it's a long process from start to finish, because Patrick has explained that. Because I guess one of the criticisms that we often hear when the vote comes up is, we pass this, and I guess people just think it's a magic wand, and voila, the road will be fixed that they want to have fixed just like that. But it's about a 10-year build-out from beginning to end.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, I was kind of hardcore conservative, and my attitude was, the best thing we can do for government is get it out of the way so citizens can – businesses can do their thing. But there's a bureaucracy there. It's getting better each pennies. That was why the resurfacing part has been so successful, because it's quick. But the right-of-ways take the right-of-ways take so long to do. DHAC and the bureaucracy through the state and management take so long. Part of my district included Mount Gallant from Celanese headed toward the dam. And right when you turn off Celanese on the Mount Gallant, you got the curve and the creek and just the pavement's always chewed up. So every day, especially one of my staff members who lived right in that area, I got a report on the potholes. And it's been like, when are we going to finally redo this road and so it's still on the board, but it's probably still 4 years away after all this time. So I think DOT is going to repave it in the meantime, from what I've been told. But you're right, it takes a while to do it, but that's just the mechanics that you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. And if Pennies for Progress did not exist, if that was not the brainchild back beginning in 1997, now we're at Pennies 4, looking at Pennies 5, the state of our roads in York County would be what?
Bad. I mean, DOT doesn't have a very limited supply of money. C funds that we got each year for each district of the seven council members, which was probably on average $800,000 when I was on council. I think now it's $1.5 million. So you think, if it's $800,000 per mile, well, that councilman can pave 2 miles. So it's ridiculous in terms of cost, but it's made a big difference. I mean, Celanese, Hurlong Avenue. When I was in high school, I was one of the first Northwestern people, although I grew up on this side of town, but then we moved and I was helped start Northwestern. But Hurlong was a dirt road going by a couple farms, and just all you would see are cows in a pasture.
Wow.
And that would be my shortcut to get to school in a hurry if I was running late. So it's been a tremendous benefit. And I'd certainly be the first to say, I don't like taxes. But it's return on investment, and we can't do any better than what Pennies has done for York County.
Yeah, non-residents who use York County roads help to pay for these improvements.
There you go. I mean, buy something in York County, you're helping pay for it.
That's so true. And I just think back, Britt, to one of the first launches of Pennies for Progress, and they showed the map of the roads that DOT was going to take care of in York County. Then they flipped that another map on top of it, same design, and show what Pennies for Progress could accomplish in that time period. and it was like a shock to the system. You're like, you mean we could go with this or go with that? Like, I mean, it is just fascinating to see. And to your point, other counties have followed suit with York County. Oh, yeah. So we were trailblazers for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. So you can learn more by simply going to penniesforprogress.net. Everything is transparency. They look at the projects that are on the list. You can look at what's been completed, what's still to be completed. You can learn all about it. It is a very user-friendly website. In fact, I'm on the website right now getting some information as we talk. Yeah.
And it'll point out, too, when we have our meetings, because the first one will probably be in TKK. Mm-hmm. And we go to each municipality and hear what the citizens want. We need a good turnout. For what I was told, the Penny's four, the only place that really had turnout was Fort Mill. And that's because they went through the school system to let everybody know about it.
So you'll go to all the municipalities in York County, hear from residents about what roads need to be picked, and you all will get together as a commission, look at the roads, and then release the list.
And a priority list.
Okay. And that's what voters will be voting on.
Either the county council thumbs up or thumbs down. They can't modify the list.
Gotcha.
For the state statute.
So the good news, though, Pennies for Progress 5 is moving forward. And
starting March the 15th, Wednesday, 6 p.m.
Dr. Brett Blackwell is the chair, along with the other individuals he mentioned. And go to penniesforprogress.net for more information, and keep it tuned right here to WRHI as well. Dr. Blackwell, it's always good to see you, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Good to see you again,
you
Lucas.
Too.
And all the young children here, too.